from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Eric Cooper, age 35 at the time of this interview.
I was born on April 4th, 1981. Born and raised here in Penn Hills, graduated from Penn Hills in 1999, and I've been here ever since. I love the Penn Hills community. My childhood was great. When I grew up, we had a lot of kids in our neighborhood. We played in the street, kickball in the street, football in the street. Always had to watch out for the cars coming. And when I was in middle school, I had a basketball hoop at my house. It was a great experience and a good time. I think most people that came up with me had a fun time as well. When I was 13, traveled with a group of 30 kids. We went over to England, London, England, Scotland, Ireland. We got to stay with a host family over there in England for a week and learn about their culture. And then we did the same thing. We went to Ireland. We stayed with a host family over there. Just seeing how some things are similar in that country and different was an experience I'll never forget. Bullied a little bit, messed up with a little bit in school, made fun of my weight a little bit. But I've learned to keep it moving, learned just to be chill. And don't mess with others, they probably won't mess with you. And, you know, what's that saying, haters gonna hate? Let them do them, and they're usually not gonna get anywhere anyway. When I'm working with kids, and you can sort of see the ones that are getting picked on, I'm really more emotional towards them. You try to also talk to the ones that are bullying or messing with the kids, trying to understand where they're coming from. Sometimes they'll open up to you, and you realize that there's a lot of things that's going on in their own family and personal lives. I personally just try not to judge because I know how that affects when I was growing up. And so hopefully I can not do the reverse now. I work here at the Penn Hills YMCA. I have many titles, but I love it. It's my way of giving back to the community a little bit, especially since I grew up right here in the Penn Hills YMCA. I participated in our basketball programs and our day camp programs. And so I thought it was something positive in my life. And so I'm trying to instill that positivity into the youth of today. Nowadays, they call themselves the Y, but the Y used to be the YMCA, which means it's the Young Men's Christian Association. And so we value Christianity and faith. And I think how I give to others, I try not to put myself first. I'm blessed to have some of the things that I have, and I try to give back. So they can always look back and say, hey, I've had a great life or not so great childhood, but at least there was one time that somebody looked out for me. And that's what I try to give out to the kids that I work with, that somebody would look out for them. I just like being on the front lines to have a direct influence on the children's lives. And I think sometimes people lose touch with that as they get further up the chain in command. So I'm still trying to figure out how to keep the direct influence on the kids and still move up at the same time. I think a success is if you find something that you love to do and do it well and try to see if you can make money with it. Then you're a success. Because I'm sure every Tuesday here in Penn Hills, you'll see a garbage man picking up something. They're a success. You'll see the mailman dropping everything in, whether it's rain or snow or sleet. I think that's a success because some people just like to be outside in every condition. Talk to the single parent who's raising 3 or 4 kids on her own. And she's working 2 or 3 jobs just to survive. And then she still has to go home and be a parent to their child. They may only get 3 or 4 hours of sleep a day, if that. But if their kids do what they have to do in school and stay out of trouble and make good friends, then they're a success. I think success has a lot of definitions to it. And I think if you just do you, and then you'll be this successful person no matter what you want to do in life. Be independent. Stop trying to be a follower. Don't let your peers influence you in the negative way. Do well in education. Education is important, and always learn keep on learning, because even if you don't go to college, you can still learn and either learn through life or just always keep learning. I know it's difficult to try not to let your circumstances define you. Sometimes you have to overcome your circumstances and try to find a positive role model in your life. It can be a teacher, coach, or anybody. Just find somebody I think you can talk to and somebody that you can even vent to. Find somebody that can just tell you the truth about yourself. Somebody's not always going to say yes to you.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Dominic Burden, Azarius Britt, and Daryl Holloway. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.